Bible what God says about spiritual leadership.
我们呢，今天所讲的是从圣经里面讲到神的国度里面的精神领袖。
We will read from Acts chapter 6.
今天我们要念这个《使徒行传》这个第六章。
Acts chapter 6 is at the beginning of the church.
这个《使徒行传》里面所讲的是讲教会的开始的时候。
And like the church then, this congregation too is growing.
像当时的教会，像今天我们这个教会也是正在发展中。
And this story is about leaders when there are growing pains in the church.
所以要看到我们这个使徒们在教会里面所做的一切。
So I will read it in English, and then you can read it in.
Oh, okay. I read English, you read Chinese. Reverse. Okay.
Okay. English first.
Okay. Yes.
Acts chapter 6. In those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Cretan Jews among them complained.Against the Hebraic Jews, because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 apostles gathered all the disciples together and said, It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word in order to wait on tables. Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom.We will turn this responsibility over to them, and we will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word. This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, Nicholas, and Antioch, from Antioch, a convert to Judaism.They presented these men to the apostles who prayed and laid their hands on them. And so the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith.
那个时候，门徒增多，有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供应上忽略了他们的寡妇。十二使徒叫众门徒来，对他们说：“我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合适的。所以弟兄们、姐妹们，当从你们中间选出七位有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。但我们要专心以祈祷、传道为事。”大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了斯提凡，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人。又拣选菲利、伯罗哥斯、哥罗、尼加拿、提门、巴尼拿，并进犹太教的安提亚人尼哥拉，叫他们站在使徒面前。使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上。神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
you are my friends.
你是我的朋友。
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿从神而来的恩典和平安临到各位弟兄姐妹。
I am your pastor, your musher.
我是你们的牧师, 是你的牧师。
Yeah, that's right.
I know.
And as your pastor, I love you as a congregation and as brothers and sisters.
作为你的牧师，我爱你们，因为你是我们的教会的成员。
You are God's chosen people.
你是神所拣选的子民。
And God loves you.
神爱你们。
And God wants to do great things among you.
所以神要在你们中间行大事。
Now, you are a young congregation.
你知道我们这个教会是一个年轻的教会。
A lot of new people have joined in the last 2 years.
在过去两年，有很多新的朋友参加了我们。
And you are experiencing growing pains.
所以我们正在经历一个成长中的阵痛。
Over the last 2 years, we as Hope International Church,
在过去两年来，我们这个新希望国际教会。
And as the Bread of Life Congregation,
灵粮堂。
We have learned that we exist to bring glory to God.
我们的存在唯一的理由就是要把荣耀归给我们的神。阿利路亚。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are here to bring glory to God.
我们要把荣耀归给我们的神。
And we do that by being Christ in the world.
我们这样做是为了能够基督在这个世界里面显现。
We do that first of all by accepting God's love for me and for us.
我们这样做是为了从接受神的爱，神给我们和我们之间的爱。
And then taking that love and sharing it with everyone.
我们得到了这些爱以后，我们要跟人共享。
We accept the mercy of God and we extend the mercy of God to others.
所以我们像耶稣那样来接受神给我们的怜悯，我们的爱。
And how we do that is we serve one another.
那我们怎么做？我们就要互相的服侍。
And we sacrifice for one another.
要互相的牺牲。
You know, there's an amazing understanding that we've discovered in the church.
所以我们要了解，我们在这个教会里面。
The world...And the community around us and all the unbelievers in Arcadia.
你知道这个世界，我们现在在我们周遭的社区，在 Arcadia 这个地方。
They will know we are Christians by our love.
他们怎么认识我们是基督徒？因为我们有爱。
And that's why Jesus puts leaders in a congregation.
这就是为什么耶稣在教会里面设立了领袖。
In Ephesians, in the Bible, it says that leaders, pastors, deacons, elders, apostles, evangelists are anointed by the Holy Spirit.
在以弗所书里面有讲，像牧师、执事、长老、先知和传道的，都是经过神的圣灵的恩膏，这些都是恩膏的领袖。
They are set apart by the Holy Spirit.
他们也是圣灵分别为圣的人。
So they can prepare God's people for works of service.
这样做就是为了服侍神的子民。
So they will help the congregation share God's love.
所以帮助我们的教会来到外面去，把我们的爱传扬出去。
Now, the Bible tells us that whenever the Holy Spirit is working among a group of people in a congregation,
圣经里面教导我们说，当圣灵在我们中间教会里面工作的时候，
Whenever a church is growing and great things are happening,
当教会成长了，很多的好的事情发生了，
Satan tries to destroy the good works of God.
撒旦就来破坏神的善工。
Satan tries to destroy the love between the people in the congregation.
这个撒旦也会设法破坏我们弟兄姐妹的爱。
And it creates conflict between brothers and sisters.
然后在我们的弟兄姐妹之中，这个播散一些不同意见。
Satan works in our hearts, and we begins to highlight all the negative things about people.
然后他在我们的心里面有争纷，散播谣言，互相指责。
And then the people begin to complain, and argue, and fight.And gossip and point to that person and that person.
然后这些人呢就开始抱怨，有纷争，散播谣言，要说你不好，说我不好。
And people begin to think of themselves as better.
所以人家就这些人就开始认为他们是别人比别人更好。
And some people think, oh, I'm better. I should control.
所以这些人说，哎，我比你好，所以我要来控制。
This.Is the work of the evil one among us.
这个就是恶者在我们的中间的工作。
Yes, even in the church, there are things that are not right.
对的，我承认，在教会里很多事情不善人意。
There are things that are not fair.
很多事情不公平。
We are all sinners.
因为我们都是罪人。
Let's say that to each other. I am a sinner. Let's say that.
让我们彼此告诉彼此，我是一个罪人。
And I'll say it in Chinese.
我是一个罪人。
And because I am a sinner,
因为我是罪人，
problems exist in the congregation.
因此问题是存在的。
And sometimes the problems are between men and women.
有的时候问题是男人跟女人之间的问题。
Sometimes the problems are between new believers and old-time believers.
问题存在初信者跟基督徒老基督徒都有问题。
And sometimes the problems are between people from Taiwan and from mainland China.
从台湾来的跟中国大陆的人之间也有问题。
And sometimes the problems are between those who have a big theological degree and those who have no education.
所以还有的问题是存在说，有的人认为说他有神学学位，跟没有这种教育的之间也有问题。
And so we have problems.
所以我们有问题。
Because of our sins.
因为是我们有罪。
In this church, in Acts chapter 6,
在这个教会就是在这个使徒行传里面第六章里面讲。
There was a problem between the Greek women and the Hebrew men leaders.
在那个教会里面，希腊女人和希伯来男人领袖之间有问题。
It was a big problem. It was two problems. One of gender and one of race.
它这个问题非常大，有两个主要的问题，一个是种族问题，一个是性别问题。
What was happening in this church?The Hebrew leaders and the Hebrew men were neglecting the Greek women in their ministry.
圣经里面讲说，希腊女人曾经被希伯来男性领袖所轻视、所忽略。
And what does the Bible say? They began to complain.
所以这个圣经里面讲，他开始埋怨。
Now, when this happens, when a problem exists in a congregation,
当这个问题在我们的会众之间发生以后，
God gives the leaders gifts.
那神呢就赐给领袖各种的恩赐。
God gives them the gift of wisdom.
他们给他有智慧的恩赐。
And the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
有圣灵的恩赐。
To help them deal with the problems they are facing.
来帮助他们面对这些发生的问题。
Now, the leaders in this church in Acts, in Jerusalem,
像这个在耶路撒冷这个教会所发生的问题，
the first thing the leader said was they admitted, okay, yes, we have a problem.
所以这个领袖就公开的承认说，对，我们是有问题的。
That's a big step for leaders to admit that.
所以领袖能够承认自己是有问题的，这是一个最大的步骤。
They said things are not right.
他说事情并不如意。
Some of the Greek women are not being treated fairly.
有一些希腊女人在我们的教会里面没有受到公平的待遇。
So, what did the leader say?
那这些领袖说什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, choose 7 people from among the Greek people who are full of the Holy Spirit and full of wisdom.
他说我们的弟兄姐妹在我们的中间要选择七位希腊人认为他们是蛮有圣灵充满和智慧的。
And we will give our responsibility for the ministry over to them.
然后我们能够让他们负起把爱带回我们的教会和会众。
And so some of the Greek leaders could help restore the love between the people in the congregation.
所以这些希腊人的领袖就希望能够把爱带到我们的这个会众之间来。
Today,You are voting for new deacons.
今天我们正要选出我们教会的新执事领袖。
New leaders in the congregation.
在我们会众里面的领袖。
My understanding, my sense is that there is a problem that you are facing.
我深深感到，我知道我们这个会众之间有一些问题。
And I must admit, I don't fully understand it.
我必须承认，我并不完全了解。
But the Holy Spirit says to you, brothers and sisters, choose 7 people among you who are full of the Spirit and full of wisdom, and give them the responsibility for bringing the congregation back to that community of love.
所以今天圣灵要向大家讲话，这个圣灵说，弟兄姐妹，在你们中间要选出7位有圣灵充满、有智慧，同时又能够负起把整个教会的会众凝聚在一起。
Choose 7 people, 7 leaders, who will bind this community, this congregation back so that they are the body of Christ.
所以我们的7位被选出来的要能够把这个会众能够凝聚在一起，成为基督的身体。
Now, what kind of people are wise and full of the Spirit?
那我们要选择哪一些人又有智慧又有圣灵充满的呢？
Do you see them sitting next to you in the pew?
你没有看到他们坐在你这旁边吗？
When Paul was teaching his student Timothy, he had something to say about wise, spirit-filled people who would make good deacons.
当保罗在教导提摩太关于这些事情的时候，
this instruction is found in Timothy chapter 3.
那这个保罗所讲的这些领袖的这个条件都在这个提摩太前书第三章里面。
And Paul says to Timothy, good deacons are self-controlled people, gentle, patient, respectable, hospitable, and they can teach others.
所以保罗说，好的执事是有节制，自守端正，乐意接待人，善于教导。
Deacons are people who are not violent.They're not controlling. They're not quarrelsome, bickering, fighting. They're not lovers of money.
执事是应该有节制，同时呢，不跟人家争吵，这个不竞争，不打人。
Deacons are committed to the family and can manage their family well.
这个执事应该是要管好自己的家。把家里面管得井井有条。
Deacons are not conceited know-it-alls. Conceited know-it-alls.
Yeah. So 他要承认哈，执事要承认他不完全懂得一切的事情。
They don't have selfish ambitions, thinking that oh, my business is going to get much better if I'm a deacon, or I will get a better reputation in the community if I'm a deacon.
所以他们不要为自己的利益来争取，不要说他当了执事以后，他可以来推动他自己的生意，或者在社区里面有好的名声了，大家都知道他是教会的执事。
Deacons are not malicious talkers, talking about others and spreading gossip.
执事也不能够说谗言，说别人的坏话，散播谣言。
They are trustworthy in everything.
他在各方面都是非常可以信任的。
They know and they hold on to the deep truth of the scriptures.
他们必须知道真道和固守真道的奥秘。
They are people of prayer.
他们是常常祷告的人。
People who know and study the Bible.
他们懂得圣经，常常读圣经。
They are people who can and will.Listen to the Holy Spirit.
他们也能够和愿意忠于圣灵的带领。
And I almost get the impression you have to be perfect.
我现在是不是给你一个印象，做执事是一个完人呢？
Is there anyone perfect here?
有没有人在这边是完人呢？
No.
Oh no.
We need not be perfect.
我们不需要是一个完人。
But we do need to be Christ-like.
但是我们必须要像耶稣一样。
The Bible teaches that Jesus is the head of the church.
圣经教导我们说，耶稣是教会的头。
Jesus is the one who governs the church and controls and leads the church.
耶稣管理、控制并带领教会。
Not the church order.
这个并非教会的这个管制的。
Not the bylaws.
也不是章程。
Not Robert's rules of order.
也不是开会的规则。
Not the pastors or the deacons.
也不是牧师跟执事。
Jesus is the head of the church.
耶稣是教会的头。
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. And we believe that through the Holy Spirit, Jesus gives some people, some members of this congregation, the gifts to be leaders.
我们相信通过圣灵，耶稣给某一些人做领袖的恩赐。
In the Christian Reformed Church, the CRC, we say and believe that in the leaders, in the deacons of the church, in the elders of the church, in the pastors of the church, we see the love of Christ for his people.
在我们改革中的教会里面，我们深信通过教会的领袖、执事、长老和牧师，我们看到基督爱我们的心。
Through the leaders, through the deacons, Jesus pastors and shepherds and guides the church.
所以通过这一些领袖、执事、长老，让他们来管理这个耶稣的教会。
And so the most important characteristic of a deacon should be that he or she is willing to submit to Jesus as their Lord and head.
所以一位执事的最重要的特征就是他愿意顺服耶稣并接受他为他的主跟头。
Jesus alone is their authority.
所以只有耶稣有权柄。
And so deacons are first of all willing to seek and to discern the will of Jesus and the will of God in their lives and in their ministries.
所以执事必须能够鉴察到、看到神的心意，他的耶稣的这个心意是什么，他要在教会里面这个帮这个耶稣把这个心意表达出来。
Now the Bible says that in the church there is neither Jew nor Greek. You don't think in terms of Chinese or English. There's neither male or female. There is neither slave nor free. In Christ, there's neither educated or non-educated. We are all equal. We are all one in Christ. We all belong to Jesus. And so as we vote today, it is not a matter of whether the person is a woman or a man. You don't look at your ballot and say, oh, I'm just going to vote for men or just for women. It's not a matter between men and women. We are not going to vote on the matter whether a person is rich or poor, or educated or uneducated, popular or unpopular or unknown.
所以圣经里面说，在教会里面我们没有犹太人跟希腊人之分，也并不是说你是华人我是英文堂的人，也没有男性和女性，主人和奴仆，有没有教育不成问题，我们都是平等的，在基督里的我们都是一体，我们都是耶稣的人。所以今天我们所选的并不是说男的女的，或者是穷的富的，有教育没有教育的，或者是一个被大家所欢迎的人物，或者是一个无名小卒。
So, today, we are voting for people who are sitting in the pews today, not perfect people, but people who are willing to be used by Jesus to further his mission and to share his love.
所以我们今天在我们的会众之间要选出一些领袖。我们这些领袖并不是要做什么，而是要为了在的神的里面，在耶稣里面，我们能够把爱能够传扬出去。
So before we vote, and in a moment we are going to vote, before we vote, we're going to say a prayer.
所以在我们正式开始我们的选举的这个程序之前，我们先要祷告。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Jesus, for giving gifts to your people.
感谢神，你把这个带到我们的众人面前。
Thank you for raising up leaders among us.
感谢你把领袖在我们中间能够显现出来。
We pray that you will bless this vote that will take place for the deacons.
神啊，请你来祝福我们今天选择的这个执事。
That your will may be done among us.
你的旨意要在我们中间要能够完成。
And that we will see the people who are chosen as your representatives among us.
我们可以看到你所拣选的是作为我们的代表。
So, Holy Spirit, give us the wisdom to vote in the right way.
所以请求圣灵给我们智慧，能够选出我们所选的人。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我感谢主，我们这样祷告，乃是奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Amen. Amen. Is Esther here with the ballots? Oh, okay. This is an official meeting of the Congregation of the Bread of Life.
今天是我们这个灵粮堂一个非常正式的会议。
Every organization in California has an annual meeting.
每一个这个合法的团体，在加州的团体都要有一个年会
where the members vote for the board、
然后呢这个会员会选来这个拣选他们的董事会执事会。
Now before we can vote I need the approval of the members for something that we diddid. The board, the present board, and myself.
在我们选举以前，我需要会众来这个批准一个我们对于这个选举的方式是通过执事会跟这个 Pastor Sid 我们所做出一些的这个程序跟办法。
In my discussion with the board, we agreed that the election would not follow all the rules of the bylaws.
在我们的这一次的我们的这个商议之中，我们的决定呢，这一次的选举并不是完全依照我们的章程里面所来做的。
And that we would use a few different rules.
所以我们又添加了一些不同的这个程序跟方法。
Because of the situation, you are in a very unique situation.For our vote.
我们为了这样做是因为我们目前在教会里面有一些特殊的情况。
So in a moment I'm going to ask all the members to say yes or no to what the deacon board has done and I will read this statement that's on the board.
Oh, okay. 那我们等等呢就是把这个我们所定出来的选举的办法现在在那个我们这个 PowerPoint 上面哈，那完了以后，会众应该要说通过的话说 yes， 不通过的话说 no。
So I'm going to ask you to agree or disagree with this statement。
所以我现在要你来这个决定我们这个对不对
？We the Bread of Life Congregation of Hope International Church, with a voice vote supervised by Pastor Sid Sebinga, lead pastor of Hope International Church.Do hereby concur or agree with
agree.
The decision of our Board of Deacons to suspend the rules for deacon board elections spelled out in our bylaws. We agree that because of the special circumstances of this election, this action is warranted. The election committee will be supervised and administered by a special election committee made up ofElder Ron Veltman, Elder Hector Carrera, Pastor Stephen Chu, and Ms. Janet Chu, and Pastor Sid Sebinga, according to the agreed upon procedures communicated at the meeting. Do you want to translate that?
I guess so.
Okay.
okay. 我们是新希望国际教会的灵粮堂的会众。我们呢，这个经过我们的并不是投票啊，是用我们的就是说是与不是可以不可以的方式呢，同时呢由这个我们的 Pastor Sid 来这个监督哈，Pastor Sid 是我们 新希望国际教会的主任牧师，我们现在大家都同意经过这个执事会现在呢就是同意呢来定出这些条例呢，并不是在我们执事会以前的章程里面的一些条例。我们也同意，因为这些特殊的情况，这一个选举是这样做是比较好的。那个这个选举将来会被一个特别的选举委员会来监督。这个委员会包括有这个 Ron Veltman 长老，那个 Hector Carrera 长老，这个许牧师跟这个许立珍这个传道人，跟这个我们的 Pastor Sid 同意来做这一个程序，同时呢把这个程序呢向会众来报告。
So I will ask you, do you agree with this? And you say yes if you agree. Do you agree with this statement?
Okay.
All those who disagree with this statement say no. Do you disagree?
有没有说不同意的 say no? Unanimous.
Well, very good.
很好，谢谢。
So let me introduce to you the election committee.
我现在要介绍我们这个选举委员会的一些长老。
Elder Ron Veltman and Elder Hector Carrera and Pastor Stephen Hsu and is Janet Hsu, is she here already? No, okay. She was taking a youth group somewhere.Okay, you may be seated. Well,
请大家坐下。
The ballots will be handed out in 1 minute. I just need to read these rules for or these instructions.
现在这个我们要把那个选举的这个一个说明哈，跟大家讲一讲。
All the members that are on the membership list on the ballot can vote.
我们呢等等要发一个会员名单。在会员名单上面有名字的全部可以投票。
We're asking you to circle 7 names or less of the membership list on the ballot.
在这个会员名单上面请你圈出七位可以备选的人哈。有线划掉的是不备选的哈，大家要注意哈，七位只能够七位，只能够少不能多，多了就废票。
If there are some members who are absent, they may submit an absentee ballot to me, and I think my email and my fax number is in your bulletin. And we need those Tuesday, this week Tuesday, by 5 o'clock, if there are members absent and they want to vote.
我们也允许缺席的会员来投票。他们必须把他们的票，这个投票的票本身叫礼拜五的下午五点以前用这个礼拜二 sorry 礼拜二的下午五点以前把它用电传传到教会的这个电传上面。
What was this about? Peace?
Now we're talking about peace.
Two,
yeah.
Two. Oh, it's not. Oh, my email is not in the bulletin. Okay. While you are voting, I will type it on the computer, and we will project it on the screen. On the ballot, you will find a few names that are crossed out.
在那个选票上面有几个名字是划掉的。
Those people are on the pastoral team, and they are not eligible to be deacons.
如果是教牧同工，他们不能被选为执事。
And some of them who are crossed out are deacons right now, but are not letting their name stand for the next vote.
那还有一些名字被划掉的是现在的执事，他们不愿意再被重选，所以也划掉。
Okay, so that's all the instructions. At this time, I'm going to ask the election team, election committee.To come forward.
现在我请这个选举委员会的成员
to pass the ballots to all the members.
选举委员要把那个投票哈，那个票这个分发到你们的手上。
As I mentioned, just the members of the congregation. If your name is on the membership list, you may vote. If you are a visitor here today, welcome and blessings to you. But if you become a member, you may vote. But today, if you are not a member, you're asked not to take a ballot. So just take a ballot if you are a member.
Yeah, 今天是名字在会员名单上面的可以选举哈。假如你是刚刚来或者是来这个是我们的客人贵宾的话那你就不能这个选举哈。那将来希望你能够成为我们的会员也就有这个选举的权利。我们这样好不好？假如你现在不是会员，同时不能投票，能不能请你暂时离开到饭堂？好，我们准备要用餐，好不好？不可以拿。我讲了，刚才讲了，不是会员的，请你不要拿这个投票哈，那个票单，
请大家那个尽量保持安静哈，然后不要说话、谈话、讨论。是确定都每个人都有拿到选票了哈，要不然遗漏掉的没有了哈。需要笔的人可以举个手哈。
opportunity.
好，如果你已经选好，请一个一个慢慢的哈出来，然后因为我们这边想要做一个记录，说你有确定你有投票，这样子好吗？
对对对，
慢慢来，
你是多少？
八九号，我就给你了，我就走了。
八九，小玉。